welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Hello and welcome everybody to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the light workers, and you answer that call from all walks of life and from countless aspects of spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation, of celebrating your spirit and touching into the magic that you've carried through time. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers, journeymen, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, empaths, and, well, that list, it goes on and on and on. It is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our own very individual ways, bring light to this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of humanity. This is my own private oasis in the turmoil we call evolution. So sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Chris, who is co-host for the evening, and Joshua John, we invite you to share your lights with ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our own personal lights. We'll be doing readings shortly, and if you'd like to call in, and I suggest sooner is better than later, the number is 347-857-2139. Chris is doing all of the screening, and she's the one, you know, it's Barbara DeLong, co-host, that's Chris. She's in green, for those of you that don't know her. She'll be able to tell you where you are in the queue. We do take the calls as they come in. Let's see, what else? Oh, Ken Quiet Hawk's voice. My gosh. He can be found at nativestorytellers.com if you want to hear more of that amazing voice. He is a phenomenal man. I'm at barbaradelong.com. Chris has a show, Curious Times, which follows this show, by the way, on Blog Talk Radio from 10 to 12 Eastern Time. I do urge you to join in there. She is where all of us go to decompress, to sort of blow off steam, and to laugh about the stupidity of the day and the insanity of the universe. It gets pretty exciting sometimes. I do believe I called in just to ask a simple question one night and ended up spending 3 hours there talking conspiracy, so you never know what she's going to get into. my guest tonight, Joshua John, is a very exciting young man. He seems to have come of age way before his time, as far as I'm concerned. He's only 21 or 22, I can't remember which, and he has an amazing gift. And for those of you who call in tonight and are lucky enough to get a reading, you're going to find that there is a purity, a sincerity, a spiritual light in the messages that he gives. He is enchanting and hasn't been yet tarnished by the world and what can happen to people who have the kind of gift that he has. Not saying he's going to be, but I am saying that anybody who gets a reading from him now will probably get the purest, most spiritual message you could ever get from him. 20 years from now, he'll probably be more polished, and he'll probably be able to be more profound, but I don't think he'll ever be more clear than he is right now. So, going to welcome Joshua on to the show. Hi, Joshua. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm even here, like, doing the show with you. Like, I've listened to your shows before, and how amazing and direct you are with when you channel and when you get, you know, your information. It's so pure, and it's so amazing. And at first, when you first started talking tonight, I thought this was like a recorded thing. Like, I thought you recorded this, and this is just like your intro, and I was like waiting for you to come on. But I'm like, how? She's doing this from like nothing. And it was just how you come off is just so eloquent and so matter of fact. You know, that you just tell it how it is. There's no fluff. There's no going around it. And I am truly honored to be able to co-channel, to combine our energies and to sit side by side with you, sort of.
Yes.
To be able to do this with you. Yeah.
Well, you know, I have the benefit of having done this for 50 years, Josh.
Holy cannoli.
Yeah, that's a long time. And I started when I was about your age, so that my next birthday, and for those of you who want to send a card, it's March 3rd, I'm going to be 70.
Aww.
So.
Wow, I would not have guessed. Seriously, I thought maybe like 50. Like, that's where I had no flipping idea. Holy cow, happy early birthday.
Oh, thank you. I'm really excited about it. I found that when I hit, the worst birthday I ever hit was 30. And from then on, it was every year I got more and more and more frank and outspoken and honest with myself and everybody around me. It got to the point where my son, who is 46, is very careful about what he asks me because I always give him an answer. And often it embarrasses the daylights out of him. So.
Oh, wow.
I
think it's because of your energy. You know, people aren't looking, at least I don't. I don't look at, you know, an age or what they look like. I look at what they sound like, what their energy is, how they go about themselves. And the thing is, between you and somebody else who's 7 years old and doing this work, or, I mean, to be honest, you don't sound 70. And it's your energy. It's how you carry yourself. And it's so, I wouldn't say childlike, but it's so upbeat. It's so, I don't know,
well, you know,
it's just light.
I have to tell you, this work keeps you young. It really does. Mm-hmm. And up until just this last 6 months, my icon on Facebook and anywhere you saw me, all you saw was my icon. And I was very happy with that because it meant that people would get an internal picture of me from my energy, from my voice. And I really thought that was brilliant because, you know, and besides, I hate having my picture taken. And it was it was Bear Medicine Walker that finally said to me, come on, you have to put a face to your voice. You have to do it. It's, you know, you've been doing this for so long. You have to put your face out there. And I said to her, no way in hell. She sent me to a friend of hers who was a photographer, and I have to admit, they used really young film. But the pictures haven't been touched up. So that's me on a good day. And when
wow.
I got down there, they said to me, have you brought your makeup with you? And I said, absolutely. And she said, well, do you want to put it on? And she said, where is it? And I held up my lipstick, and she said, that's it. And I said, that's all I ever wear. And I don't often wear that either. So I want to tell you, since I put my picture out there, I have gotten some of the most obscene letters on Facebook. It's just, you know, when they didn't know what I looked like, they didn't, you know, they ignored me. And now I'm getting, you know, all sorts of stuff that I really don't need to get. But wait, I want to talk about you, because you have come to this
okay.
field absolutely brilliantly. How long have you been doing this work?
Oh, thank you. It happened to me. I didn't, the switch or the awakening is what people call it, but I became in tune to this gift about 2 years ago, 2011, the end of June 2011. Around there is when it started to kind of switch for me, but I started channeling in February of 2013.
Well, I told everybody, and I mean it, they are going to get the best of you for the next couple of years, and then you're going to start to mature, and then you're going to refine things, and then you're going to try to make them better, and in doing that you're going to lose a lot of the purity and the magic, and then you know, by the time you're my age, you'll trash everything you have figured out is better, and you'll go back to exactly what you're doing now, and that's when you'll shine.
And thank you. My thing is I never, ever, ever want to, and I think it's that purity that comes from that you're talking about. I mean, I don't see it. I see the negative that people use when connecting with spirit, and it's almost because, in my eyes, is that they disconnect from the heart, and it's more about they connect to spirit more than they connect to the individual. And where my eyes are is, like, I want to be able to always bring that heart passion with each reading. And that's the thing is, for the past month, that's why I took a break from everything, from readings and everything. I actually pushed out all of my readings, even all the scheduled. I wanted to get back to me, you know. I wanted to get back to who I was. And it's not that I started seeing myself going down a different path. It's that I started to become disconnected with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so ever since I stopped, you know, pushing and stopped trying to, I guess it's stopped trying. You know, I got back into, you know, I have a couple of paths. Dancing is one of my all-time favorites. And actually last night I started back up again. And the company told me that they would pay my way for me to continue dancing for them because they saw the talent in me. I'm 22 years old, and companies don't usually do that. And not only that, you know, I got offered to go to the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo in Portland. And, you know, different opportunities have opened up ever since I pulled back my energy from everything and just really focused on, you know, being, I guess it's just being. And I don't want to be 30 years from now and not be who I am today. And
well, I think,
people,
you know, that makes a great deal of sense. And you're keeping yourself balanced, which is healthy. And you know, frankly, as far as people in readings and things like that, oftentimes if they have to wait longer, they appreciate it more. So, and the ones that you're meant to do, you'll do. And the ones
Amen.
That you're not, you won't. It's just, you know,
yep.
it is what it is. And the universe has a wonderful way of pacing everything. So listening to yourself and what you need is the way you should go. And I'm really glad that you made the exception and came tonight. And let me just say that when you are ready to do another radio show or whatever, just let me know. I would love to have you on, but I won't bug you.
Aww. You can guarantee I love doing readings with people, like going back and forth. I love that. I love sharing energy. And what the future holds, I always find that funny. What the future holds, we don't know. And we're, intuitive. But we don't know. We don't know what might happen. And, I had no idea. 3 months ago, I had no idea that I would be doing this huge expo with the Mind, Body, Spirit Fair. And doing a radio show with you, I always tuned in, wherever I was, I would call in on my phone and just listen to you, because I could feel how much you care about people, how much you care about what you are saying to an individual. And not to say, other readers, don't care, but it's almost as if, I was saying, they disconnect. And this is the thing. Earlier today, I was talking to my coworkers, because I work a full-time job as well as doing readings and mm-hmm. stuff full-time. Well, anyway. So I was talking to my coworkers, and I said, hey, you guys, I got offered this, this big expo center thing, and, I need to start figuring out pricing. And one of my coworkers said, you should, if they're willing to pay $200 for a reading for 10 minutes, you should charge that much. And I thought about it, and I said, why would anybody charge that much, for somebody who's grieving or who's just wanting to hear that their loved one is okay? And my thing is, when you start looking at, oh, my electricity bill's coming, how many readings can I do to pay that off?
Uh-huh.
I think we just, as people, just need to reevaluate where our gift is coming from.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
That's my take on it. And I understand that, doing this work as a business, but it shouldn't be money-based. It should be client-based and relationship-based, with having those connections and having those clients. That's where it should be. It should be having more clients, not charging more money.
Well, yeah, and, it's funny. The very first time I was asked to work in a spiritualist church, the minister that called me and said, she did not do spirit communication, and so she, and we were friends, and she said, would you consider coming and doing the spirit communication at the church I'm doing the sermon? And I said, sure. And we talked about it, and I, said, sure, I'd be happy to. And she said, now we have to get down to price. And I said to her, well, I'm retired now, so I can't afford to pay you a lot. But,
right.
and she said, no, we're going to pay you. I thought that was the funniest thing in the world. I said, you've got to be kidding me. And it was an awakening for me. I mean, I was doing readings and stuff at that time, but
right.
it never occurred to me that I would get paid to do that. And then it was shortly thereafter, by maybe 3 or 4 years, that they actually, I became one of their ministers, and I was one of the rotating ministers for 5 years. So it was a lot of fun.
Wow.
Well, listen, we've got a ton of people here in line. I put out on the internet, call early and, get a reading. And we've never worked together before, so let me just explain how I do this, and hopefully you'll blend in. I'll pull a person on. I will briefly read them, and I will say, and what are you getting, Josh? And try not to read for half an hour, because there are a number of people here.
Okay.
I had people on the show, I can't even remember, within the last week, and I literally had a stopwatch on them so that after a certain number of minutes, I just, texted them, it's time. And otherwise, they would have done the whole show on one person. I do not have a stopwatch. So we're going to hop in, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Hi, Shannon. This is Barbara. You're on the air with me and Joshua. How can we help?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Okay, I just had a quick question. I'm trying to get into two different, I'm kind of torn between two different careers. I'm trying to go spiritual side. The other way is going entrepreneurship. I haven't had a job in 6 months, hard to find one. I'm just going fast a little here. Could you tell me by any chance which one should I be doing first?
Absolutely. First of all, you're supposed to do both. You're supposed to have a foot in each world. And it does feel to me as though you need to get your house in order, and that means you have to establish a paycheck coming in. So being an entrepreneur is great. Working in the metaphysical, phenomenal. But you need a mundane job as well so that you don't have to rely upon the spirit or your creative integrity to provide the money that you need to live on. You need to have a paycheck coming in steadily before you start on either one of the others. The spiritual you will work with in conjunction with anything you're doing, because spirituality is the way you live your life, not something you do on the side. Josh, what are you getting?
Hi, Ms. Shannon. So I think I may have channeled for you before. One thing that I actually am going to say is I agree with Ms. Barbara. You are going to have both at the same time. But one thing that I see is, I don't know if you have like really, really straight black hair for some reason, but as soon as I step to your energy, the first thing that I see is how beautiful your hair is. And I think when I connect with that, it's really about valuing who you are, because I feel as if you're not only pulled in a lot of directions, you're not really taking the time to connect with what you want. It's almost as if you see yourself 10 years from now, and that's what you're focusing on. And I feel as if you need to take a step back and look at your energy right now. Look at really what you're doing, because you yourself want a lot of things, but it's right now what's going to be the best thing for you. The spiritual thing, you can grow, and you can, because I feel as if in your mind it's like, no, I need to do one or the other. That's what I need. But right now, you need to be able to have that, like Ms. Barbara said, mundane job and grow. Find people that are going to be in the community with you, because right now it's hard. I almost feel as if you're like, what the hell do I do next? Where do I turn to develop more? And I feel as if not just so much metaphysically, but almost like a spiritual. Like I feel as if you want to be like, not a minister, but you want to help train other people. You want to help heal other people. And that's what, you know, with that time of doing the mundane job, you're going to be able to grow and find those people.
That was fantastic.
Okay. Thanks for calling tonight, Shannon.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye-bye now.
Bye, Shannon.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
Oh, please. Shante, you're on the air with Josh and Barbara. How can we help tonight?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
I just was wondering, I asked about Jonathan before, and I was just wondering if I could get an update on where things are going between us.
In any particular aspect of your life?
Well, Jonathan would be a love life.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know something? I heard Joshua, not Jonathan. Okay, so you're looking at your love life? You know, it's really funny. I see the universe laughing at you, and that isn't because it's laughing in joy. It's laughing in celebration. It's laughing at how seriously you're taking things. It's a wonderful, blissful, healing laughter that is just bubbling out all over the place. Love life is something that is something you're working on. It does feel. Are you currently with Jonathan?
No, not yet. No.
Okay. I have a spirit here, and it's a male energy, and I'm not sure if it's a relative or if it's a spirit guide. But basically, what this energy is saying to you is that if you put blinders on and focus on only one person, you could easily miss the magic that is there for you to find. So it's probably wiser for you to sit back, open yourself up, and let the universe give you just the most amazing magic possible. It may or may not be with Jonathan, but the reality, that's my phone, I can't stop that damn whistle, I'm sorry. But the reality is, I've only had it 3 years. I haven't figured out how to do it yet. But the reality is the universe wants you to understand that oftentimes in our humanness, we don't see what we really need the most. We see what's pretty. We see what we think we want, what we think we need. But the choice for a soulmate, a spirit partner, someone who will walk us through time and hold our hand beyond time, is not something that we can perceive from our own level of consciousness. And so to try not to, in other words, take your blinders off. I know you're focusing on this one person, but I think that the universe is sending you someone even more fantastic. And if you can just not focus so hard and negate out everyone else, you may find a greater magic than you could ever imagine. Joshua, what are you getting?
So once, and I know that I've actually read for you, Ms. Shante, but when I see an update, what I actually see is that you need to start focusing on different things, not because focusing on a relationship is a bad thing, but it's almost as if you really need to start focusing on what's going to make you happy, because this, not overbearing, but what you're doing is I almost feel like you're already in a relationship. Like, I actually feel you already connected with someone. But
yes,
I think Jonathan probably. No, I actually see you, like, in a relationship, like, not with Jonathan at the moment, because you said you're not with him. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So one thing that I have to say is that you really, what I would advise is for you to pull back this veiling of the heart, because I feel as if you're kind of, like, not flaunting your heart, but you're just kind of wanting him to come. You really need to start focusing on different things to make you happy, because just wanting and waiting thing isn't making you happy. It's just making you more homesick, because you have always had someone to take care of you. You've always had someone to help you in some way, and now you're wanting that from, you know, another person. So it's almost as if you need to kind of step back, and just like what Ms. Barber was saying, you really need to focus on what's going to make you happy, what is going to make Ms. Shante happy. And so step back and really focus on yourself for the next few months, because I honestly see you actually being with somebody else and not Jonathan at the moment. The only reason why is because I feel as if the things that you were supposed to work on is on the back burner. So as soon as you start focusing and working on yourself, you're going to see where you really need to be. Okay?
Okay, because I'm kind of confused, because he was in the reading before, but now he's not, so I'm a little confused on that.
Yes, and that's what I was saying, is because you haven't worked on yourself since the last reading. When I tap into your energy, and even though that I know that I've read for you,
mm-hmm.
when I see, and when somebody else comes back to me after I've had a reading with them for quite some time, I can see where their connection is, and your connection hasn't changed. It's still this wanting and urging to be with him instead of focusing on yourself. It's not a bad thing. Wanting to be with him and wanting to be in a relationship is always a good thing. And yes, you actually do have a male energy around you. The thing that I would say is start focusing and working on yourself. Don't worry about a relationship at the moment, only because once you start focusing on yourself, you're going to be a strong individual. So when you go with, if it's Jonathan or not, you will be a strong relationship. So focus on yourself to be a strong individual so you can be a stronger relationship.
Okay. Yes.
Thanks for calling, Shante. Okay. Love is tough. Love is hard.
Yes.
And, you know, we always... It's something we want. It's and yet so many of us sometimes forget that we have to become the person that we want to draw into our lives. And you know, it we attract what we are. And if what we have we don't feel is right or appropriate, then you don't curse the universe and say, stop sending me losers. You turn around, you look in the mirror and say, how can I improve? And what is it with this person that is a reflection of me, and how can I change that in me? I mean, it's all positive. The universe gives us all of the tools to work with. It's just a matter of, you know, nobody really wants to work on themselves. They just want to be, you know, someone to hand them perfection. But as far as I know, there's no button for that. So
there's no easy button.
No.
And that's the thing is, you know, we need love in our life. We need that human connection to live. I mean, it's been proven. It has been proven. And the thing is that it's one of the most hardest and most sensitive things to handle is love, is a connection with another individual.
Well, and also when we fall in love, so many of us as we're growing up, and you know, I still do it, but you tend to want to help the other person to realize their dreams, and so you forget your own.
Yeah.
And yet it was your dreams and that energy and power behind them that attracted them to you. So it's a very intricate way of life, and it's not easy, and it does take a long time to learn it, and I don't know that anybody ever really perfects it. Love is something you're constantly working on so that it adds even greater richness to your life. So that said, we're on to Wanda, hopefully. Hi, Wanda, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Wanda.
Hey.
I don't know.
What did you get for me, Stan?
What, just in general?
Yeah, I guess, yes.
It must be nice to not have any questions.
I was supposed to be screened. I didn't know I wouldn't screen.
Chris must know you then.
I guess. Sorry, Chris. What if you get in general?
Yeah, no, Chris must have recognized your phone number because your name is up here, so I'm pretty sure she just recognized you. Okay.
Okay.
In general, the most important thing I'm seeing here is that you're going through a time in which there's a lot of karma coming at you. It feels as though the next year is going to be a time where karma from the past is going to be ever-present within your life. And that means that it's surprises of all sorts, and for the most part, it's really great surprises. It's people being kind and wonderful to you that you don't expect. It's good fortune finding you, and it's not a matter of luck. It's a matter that you've used it, but you've earned it. But it's just coming to you this lifetime. You're going to find that there are going to be places and times where people say things that seem so totally out of context. It's unbelievable, and yet there's a part of you that will say, you know what? As screwy as that sounds, it makes perfect sense to me, and it will, because it will be a past life type thing that's coming into your reality. You are coming to a time here, and as we get closer to February, I got to tell you are birthing a new aspect of yourself. You are becoming more of the person that you were meant to be than you ever could have imagined. And in many ways, you're stepping out of a closet, so to speak. And that has nothing to do with your sexuality. It has to do with you. You are becoming a richer, more noble person. And that, again, also has to do with past lifetimes. Past lifetimes are going to be impacting you tremendously this next year. And you are going to find a regalness and a radiance that is a part of your persona that has not been there before. And you're going to look in the mirror and say, where the hell have I been hiding that? And it really it's going to draw people's attention to you. It's going to be spectacular. As you get into the springtime, late summer, early spring, well, May, June, July, you have miracles expecting the unexpected. You have home expanding greatly. And I'm not talking about the physical home you live in, but your body wherein your spirit dwells. I see a lot of spirit connections to you. It feels as though you're going to be getting messages from the other side, not just from relatives that have passed, but from teachers and guides. I think it's going to be above and beyond what you're already getting. What are you getting, Josh?
Hi, Ms. Wanda.
Hey.
So the one thing that I'm first of all, I'm just going to read what I've written down for you, just because I'm going to. It may not make sense, but I was just writing it down. So the first thing that says, your questions are becoming more involved. I have no idea what that means, so we're going to go further. You know who is around you. Your mother is still passionate, whatever that means, about you. Taking all the clothes away, why didn't I go forward? Investing in new pillows, you need rest, no furrow feelings. So I'm going to break that down just a little bit. So when it says your questions are becoming more involved, when I tap into that, it's almost as if you're questioning more and more and more. Not questioning yourself, but just questioning why things kind of happened the way that they did. And something else that I see is you know who is around you. So I almost feel as if I don't know if you're starting to just feel them more or if you're just starting to, like, get certain thoughts in your head and go, oh, that's because of this, or, oh, that's because of that, or that's because of them. And then I keep seeing what was written down is your mother is so passionate about you. And it almost makes me feel as if you still carry her drive. You still carry that mother energy around you. And I don't know if that's just because you're missing mom or if you're missing that connection, but it's almost as if, you know, you're pulling at your heartstrings almost, and it's this love that people can see around you and see in you. It's just hard for you to look at it. And when I see taking all the clothes away, so I don't know if you just got done doing laundry or if you just donated clothes or something, but I get, for some odd reason, I get taken to you doing laundry, you putting it in the basket, and then you throwing them out the window. I don't know what that really means, but besides the fact that either you're starting to clean things out, and then when it says, why didn't I go forward, it's almost as if, you know, one of those questions that I was talking about, like, why didn't I do more, or why did things happen the way that they did? It's still this kind of little burning feeling of, you know, the playing of events of people who have passed. And investing in new pillows, I don't know if your neck has been hurting very much or if it might be the pain behind your neck, but it's almost as if they're telling you to invest and to get those new pillows. Also, the no furrowing of feelings. When I see that, it's almost as if don't furrow your eyebrows so much. So I don't know if mom did that also, but I almost see the same brother or brother figure that is on the other side. I don't know if they're newly passed, but there is a brother or brother figure slash, like, male friend who's about the same age as you on the other side, and I keep seeing these furrowed brows. And so I don't know if both of you did that or if you guys have a picture of you guys doing that, but I keep seeing these furrowed brows, and I just heard this mother energy just say, don't furrow your brow. Don't make that face. And I almost feel as if you just need to be able to open your face up a little bit more and smile. And it's just remembering her. And I don't know why I'm seeing, like, a sunflower for some reason, but I keep seeing the sunflower opening up and then taking the sunflower and then cracking the sunflower and eating the sunflower seeds. It's like this ritual type thing. I don't know what that means, but it's just them showing you just to kind of lighten up a little bit, even though that you've come so far.
Okay, the sunflower seeds, there's my brother. He loves sunflower seeds. He ate them all the time. The mothering thing is that I've been thinking that I am a lot like my mother because I don't want to get out of this bed. I don't even want to go to work. The next thing is I didn't hurt my neck when I fell, but I'm back to work. And so, and back to Mrs. Barbara, yes, I am ready for some very good karma this year. I need it so bad.
Well, also,
let you all know that y'all were both hit right on the money.
His sunflower, the sunflower that he got for you, the sunflower is the flower associated with spirituality.
Mm-hmm. I do read, but I'm not nothing like you guys, not nothing. I hope
well, you know what?
It
comes with time. It comes with practice.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye.
Put me on.
Okay. this next caller, Josh, is somebody that I know really, really well. So I'm going to let you go first, okay?
Oh, okay.
He's a nice person. His name is James. Hi, James. You're on with Joshua. I'm going to let Joshua go first, then I will read, okay?
Okay, great. Great to talk to you. I wanted to do it from this side, you know what I mean?
And I know.
It's great to hear you both. My question to angels, guides, masters in the universe is I have a career that's growing in three careers in three different directions. I'm trying to unify them, and I was just wondering what you got for me this year in terms of what could be offered, what could be attracted, what could be happening. And I could certainly tell you my different careers if you needed to know them, but I was wondering what your guides told you, Josh.
Hi, Mr. James. So I'm kind of going to just step into your energy just for a moment. One, because you are very, very high vibrating. You already have a high vibration. So there's actually two energies, two steps forward for you. So I don't know if your father has passed and also if there's a sister energy on the other side. So either if there's a friend, sister energy, as well
yes,
as a
father
figure.
Yes, there are both. You are correct. There are both. You are
okay.
Correct, yes.
So just know that both of them are stepping forward to be able to help with the information that comes through. Even though that we are on short times, I just want to be able to validate just a little bit. So I don't know if you were unable to say goodbye to the father figure on the other side. So the first thing that he hands me is he hands me an empty wallet. And when I get shown an empty wallet, it usually means that either that there is an actual wallet that was passed down to you or that you were actually able to get something from his wallet, so like an old ID card of some sort. And one thing that I see from the sister energy is I almost feel as if either her passing happened unexpectedly or it happened extremely quick. And I almost feel as if both of them kind of go hand in hand. And I want to say...
Yes, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Keep going. Yes.
Okay, so just know that both of them are taking this moment not to only say congratulations, but I almost feel as if the father figure is kissing you on the forehead. And for some odd reason, I feel as if he's leaning down to kiss you. So I don't know if he is much taller than you, but he leans down to kiss you. And I almost feel as if he says, I'm repaying the same action that he gave me. So meaning either that you after this happened, you either got to see him or he got to kiss him goodbye. But I almost feel as if the last type of feeling was being able to kiss him. And so it's his way of being able to give to you the thing that he knows how hard you're working and how proud he is. And the sister energy, I want to bring up either the month of April or the month of June for either one of them because they're very much close together. And I also get shown some type of birthday. So I don't know if that's someone passed near someone's birthday or those are the months of a birthday. Okay, thank you. So one thing that I do want to say is that your careers, I honestly have to say that the father figure stepping forward, and it's one of these expressions that I see is like the knee slapper type things and saying how proud he is of how fast you're actually moving. And what I see is either in the month of, I want to say in the okay, thank you. So it's funny because you said three, and then I actually wrote down three. So either in the month of March, there's going to be a next step, and I almost see you bringing in someone to help you with these projects, like almost like a best friend, even though it might get a little bit bumpy, but I see you bringing in somebody that you trust to help you take over. One other thing that I do have to say is your health. I don't know if it's actually gotten a lot better in the last year, but I see this, like, thinning down of some sort, or you're cutting things out of your diet. And I want to be able to say that making those choices is going to benefit you. I know that you asked about career, but when they step in, they step in. The thing that I have to say is that I do see them unifying. I see them later during the year, though. I do see I actually see two of them unifying this year and one kind of staying on the outskirts. I don't know if it's just because it doesn't have a whole lot to do with the other two. But I do see two of them unifying this year and you being able to incorporate two of them this year.
Okay. James, let me just add to this because I really I threw cards as well, and it does feel as though that there is This is a year of setting yourself free, of letting go of things that don't work, of incorporating things and blending them together. And by the time I'm looking at February, I'm seeing just two jobs. It just feels as though you feel there are two. There may well be three, but it feels as though there are just two. And it feels as though as you evolve on towards almost the fall time frame, it looks like the summer is going to be pretty interesting for you. But towards the fall, it feels like you have a better direction, a better understanding. I also keep seeing, and here's where I know him, and you don't, Josh. James is an amazing medium. He works with me. He works the show with me. He's a phenomenal medium and channeler. I'm feeling, but he's also an actor. I'm feeling you getting an offer for something that has to do with television, and that scares me because that means you'll be too busy to work on the show. But
No.
there's a television offer here, and
okay.
And I don't. Is it? Are you looking at something with television?
No, it's mainly been the stage right now. But my agent might put me out for a TV, but it's mainly been the stage.
Okay, I'm seeing television, and not till September
okay.
that things really fall into place. But I am seeing you stepping into the spotlight in a different way, in a different and more unusual way. So we will look for that.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. You guys are wonderful. Thank you. All of the information was fabulous, and I thank you, and I love you. And I'll certainly talk to you soon, Barbara. And thank you, Josh. That was beautiful.
Thank you, Mr. James.
Yeah, you know, James is going to be somebody that someday you'll want to meet because he's a Shakespearean actor. And
no way.
He's phenomenal, and he is a guest on my show. And he's the second or third. Wednesday of the month, second, I think, and he's profound. When he talks about past lives and describes costumes, it's unbelievable. I want to go shopping right away. he is so talented, and we do spirit circles together. So he is my partner.
No way.
Yeah. No, he's spectacular. He's really cool. You're going to have to meet him someday.
His energy is just vibrating. It's very, very, very high.
Oh, he's magical. He's just so magical. It's unbelievable. And when he does, he's a very gentle, sweet person. But, boy, when he does Shakespeare, he scares the daylights out of you. So we got Tracy here. Hi, Tracy. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, absolutely great. What's up?
Well, I don't know if you remember me, but you and James were the people that did my circle, spirit circle, just around Thanksgiving, or not Thanksgiving, Halloween.
Oh.
Do you
remember
me? Hi, friend. How are you?
Hi, pretty good. How can we help tonight?
Well, my husband is up for a new job, and I'd like to know what you guys know.
Has
so
he been interviewed? Go ahead, Josh. Go ahead.
Hi, Miss Tracy. I'm Joshua.
I was wondering.
Hi. Do you have a mother on the other side, or is there a mother figure that's for you on the other side?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So this isn't actually your blood mom, is that correct?
No, it's my blood mom.
Okay, for some odd reason she stepped back. Usually when I see a mom figure kind of stepping back or in the further, either that means that it was kind of like not blood related or almost like a stepmom. For some odd reason what she does is she takes a step forward, and she's like dancing. And now the only thing I have to say is that, now, are you actually wearing a necklace of hers, or do you have something on of hers right now?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay, because for some odd reason, she took me to the necklace, and then she made me feel as if that there was a charm that was either recreated or redone in memory of her. And so I don't know if you actually got a piece of her jewelry fixed or if it was, like, edited of some kind. I don't know what they call it, like, refastened. But she pulls me to a piece of jewelry, and then she puts it around her neck. So it usually means that there is either something that was done to a jewelry of hers.
There actually is, but it was to my mom. It wasn't, and I thought you were talking about somebody else for a minute, but no, it was actually for my mom. But my mom and that person that I thought you were talking about were very close.
Okay, so I'm actually going to stay with the mother figure.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what happens is if you say no to something, I ask for more information to validate more who they are. And what she brought up was the necklace of it being changed. So that would be your mom.
Yes.
So now would you also be able to relate the fact that either she had trouble breathing towards the end of her passing or that there was either something fluid filling her lungs?
Yes.
Okay. So I do want to be able to, just to kind of validate of how she passed. I know that you asked about your husband, but what she's doing is taking a step to almost console you because of the time that you have missed her. And for some odd reason, I almost want to say that, did you also get pictures redone? So did you, like, recreate pictures, or did you actually get picture frames redone? Like, her old pictures?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Okay, so I just needed to be able to not only say thank you for that, just to be almost want to say, and is there a new baby in the family, or was there just a new baby that was brought in?
There's a new baby coming, yes.
Okay, for some reason she took me to her cradling a baby and almost wanted to say that she's going to be there for the birth of the child. And I also want to be able to, I don't know if somebody was named after her or took her middle name or something, but she keeps jumping up and down and saying, I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there, tell her I'm going to be there. There's something about either yellow chrysanthemums, I don't even know how to say that flower, chrysanthemums, or yellow roses.
Chrysanthemums.
Yes, I don't know if she actually connects with those, or if there is a connection with her and the yellow chrysanthemum. That
it's
works.
Yellow.
Okay.
Yellow.
Okay. So, and then she's wanting to take the moment just to be able to say thank you for how she was laid to rest. And even though that you may have felt that there were things that were left unsaid, she wanted you to know that she heard your thoughts and prayers the day of her passing. So I don't know if you either got the call late or that you were unable to be there, but I almost feel as if she says that she didn't know if everything was said that I heard, and she wants me to tell you that not only did she hear it, but she knows how cared for her and how much you wanted her to get better, because I keep seeing you saying, I just wanted her to be better, I wanted her to be better, and I feel that you would have traded places with her is what she's saying. And I just want you to know, not only does she appreciate that, okay, thank you. Sorry, now
you're
she's
right.
Switching
you're
me to the
right.
Okay, she's
okay,
switching me to the husband finally. And all what she's saying is not only is he going to be able to get the job this year, but not. I almost feel as if you guys are finally going to have that nest egg back. I'm going to leave it there.
Okay. Also, I would definitely agree with you on that, because where it comes to husband and job here, it does feel there's compensation. It feels that abundance is coming in. It feels that movement is finally being felt in areas that you've been, you know, just hitting your head against a brick wall. So I guess Spirit is asking me to tell you to try not to push so hard, to just wait, be patient. And once that patience has been generated, then you're going to find that everything falls into place. But if you try to manipulate, if you try to make something happen, it'll take longer. Make sense?
Yes, ma'am, it does. It totally strikes a chord. Thank you.
Get your fingers out of the pot, lady. It's going to be fine.
You're amazing. I'll be there in 2 weeks. I'm calling you.
Okay.
All right.
Take,
I love you.
Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. We do so many spirit circles. Somebody in the chat room asked what a spirit circle was. A spirit circle is where a group of people get together, and usually they sit in a circle because it's a lot easier for the mediums to work. Well, no, wait. That's my preference. Doesn't necessarily mean that's all, but that's my preference. And what happens is 20 people or so or more, a lot of people do gallery style so that they have hundreds of people. I like to be able to touch everybody that is there. And when James and I do a spirit circle together, we basically try to give spirit information to every person. Everyone gets something, whether it's a message or a spirit or a past life. And James and I usually try to make sure that everybody gets a past life at least and at least one spirit or a message of some sort. It's a wonderful way of experiencing spiritual energy, experiencing group energy, and seeing what mediums can do when everybody's together and the energy is just flowing. And it's really, James and I are always so blessed when we're able to do the circles because we have so much fun. I think the biggest problem is James keeps describing all of the costumes and everything, and it's just, it's so descriptive that it drives me nuts. It's like taffeta and velvet and lace and embroidery. And I don't think we've ever gotten a past life for anybody where they were just in, sheepskin.
Khakis.
No, we seem to go for the flamboyant and the weird. And it's always a lot of fun. There's a lot of laughter. Aww. And always we relate the past life to something that's going on this life. You know, we bring that experience, that lifetime into this lifetime with an experience that can help you to better understand what's going on in your life. So it's a really, it's a profound experience. We've had a lot of fun with it, and he's a joy to work with. He's just amazing, and his energy is profound. Okay, on to Karen. Hi, Karen. Are you there?
Hi, Barbara. It's Karen. Yes, I'm here. I'm happy, very happy.
Okay,
I
so we are
earlier in the week.
Did you not get enough of me?
No, and I feel greedy for calling again. But when I read about Joshua John, I had questions from what you all told me and before, and I thought, I hate to ask for general information. If you see any general information for my guides or relatives that are crossed over from anywhere in the universe, it would help me to understand better what I am doing, or just to reinforce that I'm on the right track. I would be really, really grateful.
Okay. Well, what I'm seeing here is you really have crossed a threshold of understanding and awareness, and there's been a great awakening inside of you, so that your perception of reality, the way you perceive things, the understanding of yourself as a spirit on a human journey all comes in here. There's interdimensional stuff going on here, so you must feel slightly crazy, but that's okay. You know, crazy is good. Crazy is fun. It explains a lot of things. Your intuition is expanding, so that is absolutely making you more sensitive and intuitive, and it opens you up to a greater understanding of everything around you. I would say that you're suddenly perceiving your whole journey in a different way, shape, and form. And are you on your path? Of course you're on your path. Are you taking your own sweet time? Absolutely. And I beat you up about creative stuff probably, and I'm about to beat you up about it again. You need to get creative. You need to keep a journal. You need to do something creative that you're not being paid for, because that will open a channel for the spirit energy to flow into your life and manifest within your reality and push your life forward. So get creative. Josh, over to you.
Hi, Miss Karen. Is it Karen?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Hi, Miss Karen. So one thing that I do want to bring – it's funny. Sorry, it's not funny. Just side comment. I always notice that whenever I do readings on air, I always want to say there's one thing, but then it turns out to be there's like 30 things. So just side comment. One thing that I noticed, there it is again, that there is a lot of things that happen to you So I don't know if you've ever felt that you should have been either badly hurt more than you were, or that either your life was saved in some way. Because the one thing that I get taken to, I don't know if you actually had someone who passed in a car accident or if you were in a car accident yourself, and almost feel as if you should have been either more hurt than you actually were. But I almost feel as if you, I don't know, have questioned why you were, but I do have to say is that there are many people looking out for you on the other side. Now, I don't feel like that you need validation that your loved ones are with you. I definitely feel as if you know your loved ones are with you. For some odd reason, I'm being shown, what is a little tiny bird that flies really, really, really fast? Hummingbird. Thank you. So I don't know if there's either a blue jay that's connected to you or some type of sign from a hummingbird, but there's this connection between like the hummingbirds and the butterflies and the blue jays for some reason. And I almost want to know, is your father passed?
No, he's not.
Okay. So do you know somebody who was a firefighter or served as a firefighter? Only because this man has been with me all day since the beginning of work started at 7 o'clock this morning, this firefighter. And for some reason, as soon as I started talking to you, he stepped a little bit closer. So I didn't know if you knew somebody who was a firefighter, but they are standing here.
I can't say
okay.
That I do.
Okay, that's okay. Okay. I definitely have to say that you not that you're in this lull, but I want to say that you have this passion and this compassion for things, but it's almost as if you're finding how to express it. I don't know if you're just really involved into doing like crossword puzzles and different types of puzzles and like Sudoku and all this like mind for you as being a very analytical person where you have to fit things together for it to make sense, if that
mm-hmm.
makes sense. And I almost feel as if you, huh?
Yes, it does to a point.
Okay. All they're trying to say is just take a step back from, you know, the usual puzzles. Stop trying to piece everything together. And just like Miss Barbara says, is get creative. Make it a Fandango painting, but I don't know who I'm trying to talk about right now. But make a Picasso. Thank you. Make it a Picasso painting where you're not trying to fit things together, but you're putting things to places where they shouldn't be and just experimenting with new things, because honestly, it's as if you need that new spark in your life. You're waiting for that new expression to kind of just burst out of you, because you've had a long life. A lot of stuff has happened to you where you should be somewhere else, but yet you're here and you still have this positive outlook on things. And all they're wanting for you to do is switch it up so you don't get bored, because you're on the right path. You just need to have that creative piece, like Ms. Barbara said, is to have that creative piece that keeps you going.
Okay. Well, I did kind of go on a weird path in my life, and it did cause me to be what I would say behind, or not. It caused me to feel hampered. But also, I have a close relative who was in severe car wrecks. I don't know, that could have been about her, and she's definitely still here, looking for purpose. So,
were you actually in a car accident at one point, or were you in a bad? Okay. So this is for somebody who either passed in a car accident, but what they're saying is that you, basically where your life is right now, and what they're explaining to me is that you not only that you were spared, but where you are in life right now is for a reason. The reason why you are here is a good reason, and for you not to doubt what you are doing. Because I feel as if it still is wanting to find yourself even a little bit deeper, but you just need to understand that you are here for a reason, and that you are making a positive change within this world, within yourself.
Well, I feel like I've been on a limb, just following my intuition and the doors
Good.
That were open to me. So that's where I believe I can do what I should do. And thank you for these affirmations and for the good idea, Barbara.
You're welcome. And, you know, the thing that you have to realize is that, you know, every now and then we step off the path to smell the roses or taste the chocolates or whatever. And, you know, I think that that's important that we do that. I think that's part of the human condition. And from what I can see is you have not ever made a mistake. You've just decided to make things a little bit harder for you to learn. It's your choice. And there are no mistakes. You know, we do what we need to do to gather the information we need to have in order to evolve into another lifetime. So don't ever think you've made a mistake. Just realize that you, in those instances, you're probably challenging yourself a tad more than your spirit had intended. But that is your choice.
That's exactly right. I own it. I do own all of those things.
Okay, Karen. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Take care now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and we're on to Ellen. Hi, Ellen. How are you doing tonight?
Terrific. Thank you for taking my call.
It is our pleasure.
I would just like a message from my guides, angels, and if they did want a specific direction, I guess I wanted some guidance regarding what I should be doing to further my career.
Okay. Well, you know, it really looks like, you know, you've got everything together. It looks like things are flowing fairly well for you. You know, your guides actually have not all gone out to play golf or anything. They really are there. You know, I envision that people's guides sit in a boardroom, and when stuff is really happening in their life, the boardroom is very busy. And at other times, they all go out to have a beer and play a round of golf or something, or they go shopping, depending on. I have a very human view of my guides, and it does look as though. Oh, this is really cool. Somebody's holding up a sign, and it says, tell her to relax and to sit back and enjoy the peace and quiet because it's not going to be there for long, and she'd better, you know, get all her relaxing done now. So because things are not happening real fast for you right now, don't feel that things aren't moving under the radar. And it does feel as though there are things percolating, and it isn't going to be until March that things start to really, there's a foundation being laid, there's a foundation being created, and we don't usually even see foundations for castles, but they're there. And from what I'm seeing and hearing here, there's a massive amount of work that's going to be done after the March timeframe. It's going to be a tremendous amount of work, but it's going to be a celebration. So you're going to have fun with it, but you're going to work your little rear end off. And so right now, it's best if you just, you know, keep the status quo, keep going with what you're doing, and continue to do the best you can with everything that you've got. But do understand that there's going to be a massive shift and change in the March timeframe, and this is a relaxing time for you. This is a time to actually sit by the fire and eat bonbons, read a few good books, and you know, fold your laundry. Because once you hit March, it's going to be phenomenally busy, and you're probably not going to have time to do a lot of the stuff that you could do now, given the chance. Josh, what are you getting?
Hi, Ms. Ellen.
Hi, Josh.
Hi. So first off, I just want to ask, do you know somebody named Kimmy, or do you know someone named Timothy by chance, either past or present? Or it might be either Kimmy or Kimmy.
Could it be Jimmy?
Was it
J, like it's in James?
Mm-hmm. Now, this person is past, though. I'm going to say that the connection that they're pulling is past.
No, I can't think of anybody named Timmy. No.
Okay, then that's okay. So one thing that I am going to say is that I almost feel as if, not that you're wearing a tool belt, but that you have all of your, everything that you need. So I don't know if you are a lawyer or if you work in like a law office for some reason, but I keep seeing like these
like Law and Order type deals, like a suit on you for some reason. And I almost feel as if you have a jack of all trades. I feel as if you pull everything that you are as a person into your career. But I also see you wanting to go to the next level. I feel as if you want to stay in the same career, but almost like a promotion. I feel as if you want to have a little bit more leeway with what you are doing. Not so much as just staying at home, but I feel as if you want to be your own boss. Who doesn't? But it's almost as if you're happy with yourself, but there's still, I don't know if you actually hold a little bit of guilt inside you. Also, I don't know if you lost a child or if there's a child on the other side for you, but I got shown a blue blanket usually means that either that there is a child on the other side for the person that I'm speaking with. And I don't know if that connects to some type of guilt, but there's still a little bit of guilt that sits with tons of us, with everybody. I have guilt. Everybody has guilt. But sometimes that guilt kind of overwhelms us. The thing about you is you're just so vibrant, so vivacious, that you just kind of brighten people's days. One thing that I see about you is understanding where your feelings come from. Because sometimes I almost feel like as if you get a cup of coffee and you're kind of gone. Like you just go to the next level. And because I'm actually, they're showing me one of my friends who literally, as soon as they drink a cup of coffee, they're like, they just don't stop talking. They don't stop smiling. But that's how I feel like for you, you're just like that all the time. One thing that I have to say is that you, in the next coming months, and it's funny that she says March, and I feel as if it is March, there's going to be not only a turning point for your career, but I feel as if there's going to be a turning point in like the beginning of April also, so the end of March also, in the beginning of April. One thing that I don't know if it's like a health scare, if you're having stomach issues also, but I feel as if a lot of unanswered questions are finally going to be resolved. So things that have been on your mind are finally going to be either answered in the month of April, or a lot of things that either related with your stomach are going to be resolved in the month of April. So a lot of clarification, I feel, for you is in the upcoming months. Okay, I think that's it. Well, there's a lot more, but I think I'm gonna stop there or talk for the next 20 minutes.
I want to kind of step back here a little. Josh was saying medical. I'm feeling more emotional than medical, and both could be right or both could be wrong. But it does feel here as though the challenge that I'm seeing, the issue that I'm seeing, has to do with an emotional situation that easily could be creating a physical condition.
Mm-hmm.
So that you know, like sometimes when we worry so much, we give ourselves ulcers. When we have a great deal of stress, we can give ourselves eczema. So that what I'm seeing is if it's medical, it feels like there's an emotional cause to it. So that I don't, if something here comes up, please look into the emotionality of it before you get all whacked out and scared, because it does feel to me that whatever is here has the cause is emotional, and all you have to do is understand the emotional and the physical goes away. Go ahead, Josh.
And that's the thing is, I wasn't saying like, oh, it's going to be something huge, but it's that's why I was saying understanding where your feelings come from, just like Ms. Barbara was saying, is really about being able to say, okay, I'm acting differently or my body's acting differently. Why is that? And it's not so much a health scare, but it's almost of why is my body acting like this? And it's just taking a step back and realizing what your emotions really are and where they come from. And it's better to understand why they are happening to better understand who we are.
Whoa. I will do that. I'm going to have to replay this because that's a lot of information, but it looks as though March and April are the key periods for me.
Absolutely, and the cards that I threw for you, in the month of April you have miracles, magic and miracles, expect the unexpected. So it's a time of abundance, it's a time of magic, it's a time of all sorts of wonderful things happening that you never thought could possibly happen. So again, it's a magical time that you want to look at and understand that all sorts of unusual things are going to be occurring. And my definition of miracle is more than finding a parking place every time you need one, and less than raising the dead. So mm-hmm. anything in between there is my definition of miracle. Okay?
That's a good definition. Thank
okay.
you so much.
You're welcome. Take care now.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You know, it's so many times things that occur physically have an emotional basis to them. And so often we try to get a pill when all we need to do is to get our head straight. So, you know, that's and it can be scary. I know that I've seen nerves in me and family members and friends cause all sorts of weird and wonderful things. So lots of times we need to check out where our emotions are when we have a physical issue too. Okay, we've got...
My biological... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, along the medication route, like my biological mom, she went... I mean, that was her medicine was... doing, you know, medication. And the thing is, you know, one thing that I heard very, very young in this is don't self-medicate, self-meditate. And it's, you know, I was 6 years old when they started pumping me full of ADHD and ADD medications. And up oh. until I was about 15, until I said, you know, I don't want to do it anymore. And so it's a very scary thing. And as soon as I saw why I was acting the way I did, I was able to fix it. And so,
oh, yeah.
you know, taking that step back and realizing those emotions can play a huge part on your health and who you and your mental state.
Oh, absolutely. And I heard something today. I wish this was mine because I love it. I think it's fabulous. And please understand, I'm not telling I'm going to read this in a second, but I want everybody to understand. Sometimes medication is appropriate. And
yes.
and sometimes there are medications out there that truly can help and heal and all sorts of stuff. That said, I heard this quote today, and I love it. The quote is, every drug is a disease disguised as a cure. I don't think it's totally, but I think that was very appropriately done. Every drug is a disease disguised as a cure. I think if we looked at medicine that way, we would take fewer pills. I mean, sometimes they really do help. I mean, come on, penicillin definitely cures a whole bunch of stuff. So, you know, but I think we should pay attention about what we're pumping into our bodies. Now every doctor's going to write me a bad letter. Okay, so we've got Allison here. Hi, Allison. How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Barbara?
I'm fabulous. What can we
good.
Do for you?
Well, I had a specific question, but now I'm thinking maybe I should go general. I just wanted to say that Joshua had mentioned a firefighter for another caller, and I know many firefighters who passed on, so I don't know if that was for me.
You know,
okay,
when there is a show like this,
mm-hmm.
and people are drawn to a particular show, and there are readers reading, every message given is a message to every person in that chat room and in that queue.
Yeah, I've been feeling that, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm getting
go,
a whoosh
ahead,
right
Josh.
Now. Yeah, yeah, I'm feeling.
So, hi, Miss Allison. And this is the thing, it'd be for you and it may also. So I'm just going to open up and see who this is for you. And actually, I'm going to go back even a step further and probably step out a little bit more. I don't know if... and I almost feel I don't know if it was a father figure to you, because I definitely feel that this man was older, and I almost want to say that this played either a father figure in someone's life or in your life. And for some odd reason, I also get, I don't know if somebody had a stroke that's mm-hmm. related to you, but I also get a father figure either because I get this funny feeling in my left arm, and then my chest starts to hurt. So either somebody mm-hmm. had like a heart attack or some type of stroke as well. Does that connect with you?
Well, one of the firefighters was my grandfather.
Okay.
And the stroke was my grandmother's sister.
Now, this would have been connected to a male, so somebody who either had a heart attack or a stroke, that was a male. So I'm definitely going to go with. Now, were you close with your grandfather? Because the one thing that I see is I feel as if I took care of either you or I was able to take care of you.
He may have felt that way. Sure.
Okay. So. Okay, so
he wasn't like a father, you know, figure. He was
right.
Very much a grandfather figure. I did see a lot of him, though. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And would you also know somebody who passed in 9/11 or who was a firefighter in 9/11?
I believe he was local here in Massachusetts, but he helped out in 9/11, yes, after the aftermath of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now, did he actually pass unexpected, not due to the 9/11, but did he pass unexpectedly?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now, was this also some type of friend or like a cousin of some sort? Because I almost feel as if it was like a distant connection.
Yeah, sort of a distant friend, but we're friendly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I not to say that this person has a meaningful message to you that's going to, you know, give you the waterworks, but I definitely have to say that there is quite a few people behind you who do want to step forward. The only reason why this man is stepping forward is because I feel as if you're still in connection with his family. Is that correct?
I live in the same neighborhood. I'm not really in connection with them, though.
Okay. One reason is what he explains is he steps forward, and when I see a spirit with their arms out and then other people walking to them, that usually means that you're going to be able to either communicate with his family or you're going to see one of their family members or reconnect in some way. I definitely want to say, excuse me, that there is a lot of questions around you, and meaning that are you planning on moving or are you planning moving to New York or moving out of Massachusetts?
I have been thinking about it, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I do have to say, not only do they agree with that move, but I feel as if it's going to better almost I don't know if you're in college or if you're planning to go back to school or something, but I see you actually chasing like a childhood dream or chasing that dream that you always wanted to put out. I don't know if you also lost a sister on the other side or if there's a sister connection that was really close to you, because it may be for the next caller, but I just had someone whisper to me, tell her to keep chewing the bubble gum. So I don't know if that's related to you or they keep seeing these like the sticky bubblegum. Anyways, what your guides and Fred the fireman, what I do want to say is that there is this connection about you and moving and chasing those childhood dreams because you still haven't given up hope. And what you really need to understand is the hope that you're still picking up is for you to keep moving forward. I definitely feel as if there is this lag time where you've kind of just been in the motions and you've just done what you're used to. And I feel in the next few months, maybe probably in October, I actually see you moving, or October, November or October, between those 2 months, you moving or getting a step closer to you moving. But it's really about don't give up hope with these dreams.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
And also I want to add in here that, excuse me, there's a new balance coming into your life. You may well be feeling a sense of vertigo, a sense of kind of being out of whack, out of balance, out of whatever, but by the end of the month you should be feeling better. There's a new balance by March, and it feels as though April holds some sort of balance and justice and legalities being taken care of, and legalities can be anything from a warranty and a new toaster to winning the lottery. So, you know, it's just legal papers that you're signing, and it really feels as though things are coming together for you. You're finding the pieces of the puzzle, and you're focusing on what you need for you, which is really, really important because you have often taken care of other people to the extent that you've forgotten to take care of yourself. And so it's important for you to bring a better balance into your life because when you're balanced, you're able to give a higher, greater, more intense quality of energy and healing and fun and love to other people. You have to have that balance. If you don't have that balance, you're not worth anything to anyone and that, or yourself. So that you have to make sure that you're cared for and that you have those things that you need in life. And you know, it doesn't necessarily mean mink coats and new cars, although that's nice too. No, not the mink coat, but it's just understand that you know best what you need. So make sure that you get it, and then you can share with other people, and then you can give other people, you know, all you want. But it's the overflow that has to be it's the overflow that is the quality that you give to other people.
Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Okay, my first question I had, rather than the general reading, but it was a love question. So I don't know if you can pick up on that at all.
Again, it's taking care of yourself first. I don't think you have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's, I'm not saying I don't see love coming. I'm seeing that you have to love yourself enough to give to yourself the things that you need first, and then there is someone here. But until you love yourself as much as you want someone else to love you, that's not going to work.
Right. I think I do, but we'll see. I really do. But
okay. All right. Well, then that person should be knocking at your door right about now. And if you don't hear a knock, okay, well, you go get the door fast.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
It would be so cool if somebody did knock on her door. I'd love that.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, we got Carol. Hi, Carol. How's it going tonight?
It's going very well. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. How can we help?
Well, I spoke to Joshua a few weeks ago, and it was about my daughter and my mother, and gave me great comfort. So I was just kind of, my friend called and told me that you both were on, and I was just kind of seeing if there was any more that you could get from, there was a third spirit that had stepped forward, Joshua, and I didn't know if there was any more that came forward now.
Let me see. I'm sorry. I'm trying to. I was staging. I was actually clearing the space.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. I've got a past life for her. So why don't you tune into spirit, and I'll give her the past life, and then you can.
Because
there's a cool past life here. I almost feel like James left his energy on the doorstep. I have you back 200 years ago, and you were a dressmaker. And
really?
You were a phenomenal dressmaker. I'm not saying you do it today. I'm saying that you were an amazing dressmaker, and you worked with satins and laces and all sorts of amazing fabrics. And what was so wonderful about the work that you did was that as you sewed, you put part of yourself into the clothing that you made, and you were in great demand, not only with royalty but with the common people. And you always took the remnants of whatever was left off over from the dresses that you did for nobility, and you made them into garments that you could give to the poor, and it was wonderful because you gave away the remnants and in clothing, and it meant you helped everybody, and you know, the rich just paid you oodles of money, but you never really spent any of it. You just kept putting it in a jar or in a cup or in a bucket or whatever, because you were very happy and content within the home that you had with your children and your husband. You bring that kind of a quality into this lifetime. Humility is something that you have a very good handle on. You give to other people, and you are very creative about taking what is left over and making something different out of it, and that applies to all aspects of your life. If I take you back even further, here I want to go back about 6,000 years, and in this particular lifetime, you wove fabric, and you were a weaver, and you are a weaver this lifetime. And it's amazing because you weave lives together. You weave understanding into your words so that people understand things better when you are not being direct. You are someone who is constantly, your hands constantly are in motion, and it feels as though you are constantly trying to make things happen in the etheric realm so that they manifest within the physical reality. In the lifetime that is back thousands of years, the fabrics that you wove are still in existence. They hang in museums. They have magic in them, and that magic you bring forward to this lifetime, but you're weaving with words and energy now rather than with yarns and string and things like that. You have an amazing essence about you that changes reality for people in a heartbeat, and they don't even know that you've done the work. So you have this wonderful quality about you that is a half step out of reality, because the weaving that you do at night. And often you wake up very tired because you've been working so hard at night, weaving lives together, helping people to understand their purpose, their direction, and their desires without telling them, but helping them to find them on their own. You're a profound gift to humanity. Okay, Josh, go.
Hi, Ms. Carol. So, I never really remember readings unless, like, we talk about them afterwards. So anything that is said, I might be repetitive or, let Spirit kind of take the wheel, kind of like, you know, Jesus take the wheel, but it's Spirit also.
Mm-hmm. I'm Chrissy's friend.
Okay. See, and that just makes it harder because I don't know. I just don't remember. And I have bad memory with readings. So the first thing that I'm going to do is just kind of step into Spirit. And actually, I've written something down for you before even stepping in. It's just really short. It says, you understand that you feel the need to connect with others beyond what you actually know. It's almost as if what Barbara was saying is the dream. I almost want to say, like, dream weaver, but it's almost as if, like, your message from, I want to say, your guide. And I don't know. It's them saying that you connect with other people, not to fill a void, but just to be able to feel that love, to feel that, not to say that, you know, you being wanted or needed, but it's still that need to give back. So what I'm going to do is just kind of open up the Spirit, Miss Carol, and kind of take it slow from there. So you already did say that your mom and daughter, is that correct, that are on the other
correct.
Side?
Correct.
When I connect to a third person, I almost want to feel as if, I don't know, did you come across black and white photos recently, or did you just get done looking at some black and white photos of your family? The only reason why I say that is, okay, so for some odd reason, I want to say that either this is your grandmother or grandmother and grandfather stepping in. And then I also written down that there is a teacher that was extremely close to you that is on the other side. And this is me opening up to everybody that's around you, as well as either a childhood neighbor or a neighbor that was next to you that passed. And I want to go within the last either 10 months or 10 years, but I definitely feel as if there are a few people. Now, did you guys, like, do one of these, like, old Western pictures or something? Or was there, like a family Western picture that was done or something? Like, why do I feel as if people, like, okay, for some odd reason, they're bringing that up and just...
We had horses. Yes, we had horses and rode horses.
Okay, for some odd reason, they brought up this... Oh, they brought up this, like, recreation of, like, an old picture and, like going back to the olden days, like, for some Western picture, and they're just wanting to be able to know how, not lonely, but how much you're missing them. So I want to go with either who was the person who passed away from an incredible, either, I don't know if it was a rare illness or a rare type of cancer on the other side.
My daughter.
Okay. So I just need to see.
Rare cancer.
Sorry. Just she is taking the floor one, and I'm going to say once again because she like slides in. You know those commercials where they're wearing the socks and they slide in and it's like da na 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 na, and then they slide in with their socks and underwears and big socks,
yes.
Like big shirts. I feel
Jerry
that
McGuire.
That's her. Oh, I have no idea what that is, but I feel as if she's sliding in with that theme, and I feel as if that was her personality, that was her quirkiness. You know, just
yeah.
to be able to be that, and she's sliding in, and she brings up, I don't know what, but I keep saying, oh, okay, now I'm getting more familiar with this, because she holds up this big sign, and I don't know if that's because people admired her, or people were did something in memory of her, like for her, or like for
yeah.
her illness, but I almost feel that she says, that was because of my mom. My mom fought for me, and again, my mom said, God, please take me instead. And I almost feel as if she said, Mom, you weren't able to be in my place because I needed to go to help other people on the other side. And I feel that your daughter would have done absolutely everything to make sure nobody would have to feel what she went through. And you know what's funny is that she comes in and I don't know if she had a freckled face or why I'm seeing all these freckles on her face for some reason, but she puts on all this, like, this makeup, and I feel as if she says, if I could just tell my mom how much I appreciated her. She knows it. But then there's also something about, like, a birdhouse. I don't know if there's, like a sanctuary that was, like, named for her. Like, I see her name, like, it's, like, on a bench or, like, where people
yes.
can go sit.
There's a bench, and there's a bench, and her 4-H club planted a tree, and her bench is her name at the county fairgrounds that she was involved in.
Perfect. Again, she's just taking that moment to just kind of validate that, saying, look, Mom, I'm here, and I just want you to know that I know what happened after I left the physical world. And there's something about being, I don't know if you actually, like thought about getting a tattoo, like, how can I carry my daughter everywhere with me, everywhere I go? But I almost feel as if she says, not only do you carry, I don't know if you actually carry a picture of her, but I feel as if everywhere you turn, there is a sign from her, or that there's something that she's trying to tell you. And I keep wanting to draw these two hearts, like, connected together for some reason, like, you know, the infinity sign, but I feel as
yeah.
if the hearts are overlapping each other. And she says, Mom, guess what? She said, this is crazy. Like, for some reason, she's like, she has this, like, personality where she just overdoes everything. It's like, she's
yes.
so excited. Like, that's her personality. She says, that's what I want you to remember is how I don't know if she had big dimples for some reason because she pulled
yeah.
up and, like, this big cheeky smile. And she's like, Mom, look at my dimples. Look at my smile. This hard. I get dimples. And she says, that's why I want you to remember me, Mom. I don't want you to remember me for anything else but those dimples. And she says, you know how bright and brilliant you are. And I wish I could just tell you how much I love you. She is so freaking excited to be able to see everything that was done after she left and in the process of her. Because I feel that there are things that were done and she wasn't able to go. But she knows, and she just wants to say thank you for still remembering her still to this day and doing things in memory of her. And she says, I know it's a lot to live up to, but she is happy where she is, and she does not want you to feel sad. Just remember how happy she is always.
She's a pretty wild child. She loved life, and yes, yeah, the dimples and everything. And there is a... you know, a page, and she still has friends that do a lot of things in memory of her, and we do a lot of stuff. It's kind of amazing in her young life, how many lives she touched. So, kind of validates where I'm at.
I'm glad
Cheryl.
That we, Barbara and I, can be here to do something, and she still knows how hard you're working, and she's still here with you.
Neat. And Barbara, that's kind of neat because I I kind of think I weave lives together. I kind of match people up. I do a lot of volunteering and match people up. If I know somebody needs something, I get this person to help that person and do so. So that was kind of interesting. Totally.
Oh, yeah. I love past lives. I really do. And, you know, your daughter is magical and joyful.
So totally.
Celebrate.
Yeah.
The only thing that I got through here that I want to add is I know on her birthday you celebrate, you remember her and you do birthday stuff.
Yes.
She wants you to understand that it is no longer her birthday. Her birthday is the day she passed over to the other side.
Yeah.
She was born to the other side. That's the day you celebrate because that's the day she celebrates.
Okay.
Well,
that just happened. She's just been gone a year, the beginning
okay.
of January.
Okay.
Not quite sure I'm ready for that one. Yeah.
You know something? You'll find that celebrating is just so much more fun than crying.
Oh, I know. And I try to do more celebrating than crying because crying just doesn't do it.
No,
this
and you know
this is emotional for me. So.
Oh, absolutely. I lost my husband a little over a year ago, and I found that you know just knowing he was in a better place and knowing that he was causing such havoc on the other side that just it gave me such joy.
Oh, I mean, I'm not quite sure why he wanted her, but he's got her and he's going to have to deal with her now.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
It's
kind of cool. Well, we have to move on, but thanks so much for calling tonight.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay, we have somebody who patiently has been dropped out of queue and then gotten in and dropped out of queue and dropping in. And Christy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Barbara. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. How can we help tonight?
Well, I'm going to kind of join the group in with a general, what spirit has to tell me. That's new. I know the old stuff. I need some new stuff.
Okay. Well, let me see. I would say that this is going to be a year that's going to be rather magical for you. That there is lots of laughter, lots of joy, lots of celebration, that spirit really thinks that you know, you're coming out of your shell, so to speak, and you're understanding that the spiritual energy is meant to be celebrated and joyful. And it does feel here as though your heart chakra is opening tremendously. There is a sense of a new vibrancy in that aspect of your body. Also your throat chakra, so that as you move into the springtime, there's going to be communication and sharing and all sorts of wonderful growth. You're a brilliantly intelligent lady, and it feels as though you're going to find areas that draw you that are new and unusual and different. And please, no matter how weird it is, investigate it, because you have a mind that is just unbelievable. And to tell you the truth, it's hungry. It you haven't really learned anything. You haven't really, you know, dug into anything of late. And it feels as though the time is coming where you're going to really be stretching that mind of yours. You know, we never get too old to learn. And the more we learn, the more we get our brain chugging around here, the longer we live, actually. So that I'm not saying you're anywhere near close to the end, because you're not, but I do see that you are finally taking steps to take care of yourself in new and different ways and challenge yourself in new and different ways. You're evolving into a greater understanding of a lot of spiritual stuff, and you're going to start sharing the spirituality come summertime to a greater degree in a very new way, and it's going to be profoundly exciting for you. Josh, what do you have?
Honestly, you know, I'm going to do something I never, ever, ever do.
Is it legal?
You guys ready for it? Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay.
So, So, Miss Christy, I'm actually, and I haven't done this for over a year, and it's reading tarot cards. I haven't done this in over a year, and this is actually my first deck of tarot cards that I ever practiced and played with. And what I'm going to do is ask, oh my gosh, I feel so corny doing it. I'm actually going to ask just what you need to be focusing on for the next three months, okay? So what I'm going to do is draw three cards and ask for protection and only information of the highest and greatest of all concerns. So the next few months, and okay, so there's one, there's two, and then there's three. So actually the first card, what I actually see in the next few months, it is really not about relaxing, because right now I feel as if you're bored. You're bored with this routine that you actually have. And so one piece of advice that they're wanting to give is look the other way, because I feel as if you go straight and you keep going, you get this routine. I wake up, I do this, I do that. I wake up, I listen to this, I watch that. You know, they want you to look the other way and almost, if you can do it with your eyes closed, you need to add something new to your routine. So one thing that they're showing is that, you know, try something new. Add something new to your life that's not so much in your routine. Actually, in about 2 months, what I see for you is you really starting to, I don't know if you're a gardener, if you like to garden in some way, but what I see for you is really starting, it's almost as if you're just going to change your diet and really connect with either astrology or some type of star sign. I also see that there is this connection with you and fluidity, you being able to be fluid with the water. So I don't know if that's you swimming or if it's you just bathing a lot or what that is, but it's this fluidity of your inner self. And I almost see you being able to connect more with astrology. So looking in, are you that person that kind of wakes up every day and looks at the paper or looks up your astrology, like horoscope type thing?
I used to do that. I haven't done it recently.
Okay. Because for some odd reason, the next 2 months, what I really see you connecting with is that astrology. And that fluidity, I almost feel like, I don't know if you've practiced channeling or practiced meditating or something, but there's this fluidity, this flow that comes through you. In about 3 months, this is something new. So I don't know if you just know where your income is kind of coming from, but I don't know what the Seven of Cups are. I just look at the pretty pictures and go off that, your energy. So in this picture, what I actually see is you balancing everything. And I don't know if you're a couch person or if you like sleeping on the couch or something, or you just kind of get like lost on the couch, but I see you finally like looking back and saying, let's dig out that old book. Let's dig out that old, you know, puzzle or something. I actually see you celebrating, January, February, March, April. So again, the month of April. Those are very fancy months for this radio show. But in the month of April, I don't know if there's a celebration for you in March and April, but in the third month or 3 months from now, I see you really celebrating and really being able to look at everything you really are. So it's almost like a month of self-reflection is where they're pulling from. So you're adding that new thing. The second month is having that fluidity of adding that new aspect to your life and really being able to see that you can juggle all of these new and creative things and pulling things that you once put down back up again.
Cool.
That's
very cool.
I never ever read tarot cards, but for some odd reason, I thought it might just be fun with you because I know that I've actually channeled for you before. I think on Chris's show,
yeah.
So I thought doing something like that might be unique.
Yeah, that's neat. Thanks, Josh, and thanks, Barbara.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
I swear,
no
matter how much I read tarot cards, I'm never going to be able to, well, not for a very, 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 maybe when I'm like 90, I'll be able to channel like you do, because that, you are just, everything you do is so fluid. It's when I hear you talk, it's like a dance. It's just really pretty.
Well, you know, it, the secret to it is not thinking. And as soon as you start thinking, you bring yourself down to the intellectual level. And if you just open your mouth and let it flow, then spirit talks, and then it's beautiful. And so I think using tarot cards does help. But I think everybody should throw away the book that comes with any set of tarot cards and just let the cards speak to them, because, you know, they become portals to awareness, to spirituality, to spirit. So knowing what anything means in many ways restricts you from saying something more profound that could be there for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, throw away the little white books. Everybody, throw away your books. I did a Renaissance festival for 8 years at one time. And one of the other readers and I found a deck of cards we thought was really cool. And we bought the cards, and we were sitting in my booth, and we were, you know, laying them out and you know, trying to see what the meaning was for each card. We didn't realize that the fair had actually opened. And at one point, we heard somebody walking by the booth saying, "Well, I'm not going to them. They still use the book." And it was kind of interesting. I think we have time for one more, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
This is somebody who's a very special lady. Okay. Hi, Deanna. Are you there?
Hello, I'm so surprised. Thank you so much, Barbara. I want to tell you, I sent something to you today. It's a song I heard during Hayes Radio by a Canadian, and the title is Now, and it is so beautiful. I sent it to you on YouTube.
Oh, well, thank you so very, very much. I will look forward to that.
Because
I know you so well, Deanna, I'm going to let Josh go because we're kind of... We're tight for time, okay?
I know. Thank you, Barbara. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Josh, go for it.
So, Miss Deanna, hi, gorgeous. Do you have a specific question?
No, Josh. Well, actually, yes. And it's not for me. I have a cousin. He's had three strokes. He's young, gorgeous. But he hasn't made much progress. He looks better now. But I'm really wondering about him.
So one thing that I ask when I channel spirit is I never ask for death or for them to show me anything of that kind. I always ask for things that can be changed or things that can be prevented. One thing that I do see for him is that I don't know if he's just not able to breathe or if he actually has breathing conditions with him. Because they do the
breathing treatment at night, yes.
Okay.
Because right now he's being fed through a tube, and he's only 65, you know, and looking like 50.
Right.
And
I actually see his breathing getting better. I don't see it so constricting him and him being in so much pain. One thing that I do have to say is that when he does go later on in life, and I never ask for a date, is that he will go when he is sleeping or when he is ready to go. I honestly have to tell you, he's not ready to go. He is so, for some reason, I see this white light around him. He is so calm for some reason. I feel as if he is just knowing what's really happening. So I don't know if he's just not responsive, but it's almost as if he knows everything that's going on. One thing that I do pick up around him is not only is his breathing going to get better, but I still feel as if you, because I'm switching the energies, your guide steps over to you, and I almost feel as if I need to do this like patty cake game with you. Like, I don't know if that's just because there's a friend there's a friend stepping forward for you, but I feel as if, like, there's this patty cake game, like, I really want to play with you, and for some reason, I don't know who the father figure is on the other side that passed from, like, a stomach ulcer or some type of, like, stomach cancer or something, or, like, an eruption in the stomach, but I get this, like, right in like my belly, like there's something constricting my stomach or intestines. But one thing that they're pulling up is that you have a lot of you've done a lot of self growth, and I don't know if you just didn't believe in this stuff for some time, and then it kind of happened for you. Okay, for some reason they're saying. Okay, there's this like awareness bubble. Like you have this awareness bubble that just keeps growing and growing and growing, and it's almost as if like I look at your aura like from here, and I'm looking at this bubble, and I'm like, how big is this going to get? And it's almost as if you feel, oh my gosh, I don't know who this father figure is on the other side. Who is your father on the other side, or is there a father
my
figure
dad
on
is,
the other side for you?
He is.
Okay.
He had something in his brain.
Okay. Did he drink at all?
No.
Did he? Okay. I don't know who.
Gambler. He was a gambler.
For some odd reason, when I stepped closer to his energy, for some odd reason, he burped, and which caused me to burp because I'm actually feeling him even more. But for some odd reason, he like steps in and he goes, she's not going to be here for a while. She has time. Like, it's his personality just kind of shrugs it off like, I'm still watching over her. She doesn't have to worry. You know the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy? He keeps saying
yeah,
the
that's
song
my dad. My dad was
okay.
Very, you know, like that.
I
was worried about my cousin, and that's my father's nephew as well. But I can see he's doing better. I can see he's doing better. And,
good.
You know,
yeah,
I just don't know when he's going to regain movement on the left side, and that concerns me. Right now they're feeding
right.
him with those things. I know we've got about 2 minutes, and I want him to do a test to see if he can swallow so he can start eating again, even if he has to be spoon-fed, you know?
Well, don't be the doctor.
Honestly,
let them decide. Deanna, don't.
Exactly.
just you know something. I don't feel it's his time yet either, and
no.
You know he's learning what he needs to learn, and I think he has much yet to do. So you know, and whatever he struggles at will teach him and great wisdom. So be supportive and be there.
Oh yeah, that I am, and I hope by his birthday, June 21st. He's going to be at least, you know, moving around. Barbara, thank you so much. Listen to that song. It's called Now by Dave Carroll. I think you'll love it.
I
listen
certainly
to it for 5 days, you know.
Okay, thank you so much. Good night,
love
Diana.
You. Thank you, Joshua.
Love
Bye.
You too. Josh, thank you. You have been spectacular. And I've had so much fun playing with you tonight that... And I know I dragged you out of a self-imposed sort of, you know, quiet space.
Are
and
you
I and
joking
I
joking me? Oh, stop it! No, this is an honor. Like when we talked about it a month ago, you have no idea how freaking excited I was. This isn't me. You dragging me. I freaking hop, skip, and dance and prance my way up to my meditation room to do this radio show. This you did
oh,
not
okay.
drag me. I see. As soon as I started talking about it, I got excited again, and it was truly an honor. And I am so honored to be able to, you know, learn with you and grow with you and grow under you, and hopefully to do this again.
Well, when you want to reemerge, you just let me know, and we'll do a show at 8 o'clock at night, so that you don't have to. You know, lose work
really
or anything.
I really do appreciate it.
But,
thank
you.
You
know, I would just it's an open invitation. Just let me know when you feel like you would like to do another show, and we'll schedule you.
Thank you, Ms. Barbara. Thank you guys all so very much, and I look forward to still growing with you, Ms. Barbara.
Well, it's a pleasure playing with you, Josh. I really, you know, when you share energy with another reader, it you bounce off the wall. So I'm going to go looking for, you know, a greasy hamburger or something to pull me
Ooh,
back
yeah.
down. Yes.
Ditto.
Okay. Josh, Thanks so much. It was a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show. So thank you again.
No, thank you, Miss Barbara. Sweet dream.
You too. Bye-bye now. And thank you, everybody, for being here. I'm sorry that we missed several of you, but we'll catch him next time because I'm pretty sure I'm going to convince him to come back on. So do tune in to Chris's show. It's Curious Times. It's right now. And she has Neil Baker and Kristen on. Her show is a great show. Neil is unique and an amazing numerologist, and I will be on yet again tomorrow night. So I'll have Nick Fox on, and I get to play with Australia. So this doesn't get any better. It does. It gets better and better and better. Thanks again, everybody, and good night.